Slaughterhouse or no slaughterhouse? They take anything as being good. The governments.
Because government by the people.
By the fools and rascals.
By the people.
Yeah. Government for the people. By the people.
Democracy idea.
Yeah. It is democracy.
Usually their philosophy is that anyone has the liberty to do whatever he likes as long as it doesn't hurt another. As long as it doesn't infringe on another's liberty.
And how we are killing the animals. Meat, therefore we are killing poor animals. Why you are interfering others' life? Opulent.
Yes. All fruits and
yes.
Flowers.
Srila Prabhupada, in Kenya, the great majority of people live in the country rather than the towns.
That's so nice. Country is made by God, and city is made by man. That is the remark by poet Cowboy.
How may we best expand our movement into the rural areas or into the country areas?
So, Brahmananda explained our scheme.
Explain our scheme.
About the rural development village program.
Of making the men self-sufficient in cloth, foodstuffs, products, grains.
Right. There's a mess.
Program like the Christians.
Explain. How to explain.
Of having a encouraging the people to first by having kirtan and prasadam.
Yes.
And,
this is the policy. Somehow or other, they should join Hare Krishna. Then everything. It is not very difficult. Simply induce them to chant. That will make everything successful.
We have been spending some time in a small town.
Anywhere, hell or heaven, it doesn't matter. You induce people to chant. This is the saman substance. It doesn't matter whether it is town, city, village. Wherever you go, you gather people and induce them by flattering them, by pulling their on their leg, somehow or other induce. Dante nidhaya sinakam padayo nipatya. This is the process shown by Prabhudananda Saraswati. That, my dear sir, I've come to you with great humbleness, taking a straw in my mouth, dante nidhaya sinakam padayo nipatya, and falling down on your lotus feet. Kākrusatam kritya, and I am trying to please you by so many flattering words. Kritya, aham bravimi, I have got some submission, if you will kindly hear. So who is that man who will deny? If you fall down on his feet and take a straw and very humbly you pray, sir, I have got something to say, if you kindly hear, who will deny? Who is that man? Even rogues, rascal, he will also agree. Yes, you can say what you want to. This is the process. Dante nidhaya sinakam padayo nipatya kākusatam kṛtvāca aham bravīm. I want to submit. Will you kindly hear? So any rogue, rascal, gentleman, big, small, learned, everyone will agree. Is it not? If you submit like that, that will be great humbleness and flattering him, falling down on your feet, I want to submit something. Huh? What do you think?
Yes, wonderful.
Huh?
Yes,
this is the process. So this is the process. So now when he will say, all right, you can say what you want to say. And hey, Sadhava, you are a great personality, noble man. He may be a loafer class. But give him all honor. You are so great and so exalted. He is Sadhava and so honest. He is her. My only submission is that whatever you have learned, you forget. Whatever nonsense you have learned, don't say nonsense. But we must know that he is a pakka rascal nonsense. So don't say directly nonsense. Say you are the great personality. So kindly, whatever you have learned, forget. Then what shall I do? He is Sadhava. Sakalameva vihaya dura. Kick out whatever your nonsense learned. Then what shall I do? Na chaitanya chanda charane kurutanla. Kindly be submissive to Lord Chaitanya. And chant Hare. This is your problem. No argument. This is a rascal, what is the use of arguing with him? He's a rascal number one, you know that. You cannot expect any good argument from the rascals and fools. Where is the logic? Their logic is to beat them with shoes. That is the only logic. But that, if you do that, then you'll not be able to preach. But otherwise, that is the only logic, to beat them with shoes. Argumentum baculum, you know this logic? In logic we have read. There is one logic, argumentum, you know this?
It's Latin.
Yes.
That is Latin.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
What is that? Argumentum baculum. With fools and rascals, with animals, there is no lodging. Take this stick and beat them. if he's a dog, what is the argument with him? Take this stick and beat him, then he'll go out. That is called argumentum baculum. That is Sanskrit. logic also said, Murkhasya Latta Ushadi. One who is a fool, his only remedy is beating him with stick. So this is material, but we are not doing anything material. It is all spiritual. Therefore, especially in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dinadipishunichina, Tarurupishayishina, Amanina Manadena, Kirtanya. So we should preach like this. Any rascal, because anyone who has no information of Krishna, he is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal, that's all. That we must know. That is definite. There is no mistake in it. But if you say that you are a rascal, there is no mistake in it, then you cannot preach. If you directly call a rascal, you will be angry. Mukhaya upadeshai prakopayana sand. To give good instruction to a fool rascal will increase his anger. Then he will not be able to preach. So you have to become very humble. Tinadupishunichina. Humbler than the grass. It's like everyone is trampling over the grass. He doesn't protest where you are going, keeping your leg on my head. That is it. Tinadupishunichina. Go on trampling. Hundreds and hundreds of people are trampling over the grass. They don't protest. Tinadupishunichina. Tararupishayishunichina. The is standing, tree is standing. You sit down. When there is scorching heat, you take pleasure by sitting down under the shade. But the reward is that you cut the branches. That is the reward. He gives you shelter and you cut the branch. You cut the whole tree. This is your gratefulness. Because we are askans. We do not know what is gratefulness. We are taking milk from the cow and killing. This is our problem. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, Tarora Pisaishma, taller, humbler than the ground. Omani namanade. Don't expect any honor for your person. But to the others, give honor. Oh, you are the most exalted person. Although he is a rascal. What can be done? Otherwise you cannot preach. If you call a rascal, immediately your preaching will be stopped. So you have to say that you are the greatest intelligent man. Sadhu, most honest. The only request is that you forget what you've learned. That's all. And take this. In this way, preaching can be. Otherwise, it's not possible. Everyone is thinking, he is the most exalted personality, scientist, philosopher, great man. That is material disease. Actually, he is being kicked every moment by the urges of the senses, and he is thinking he is a very great man. Godas. Go means senses. He is always kept down by the sense urges, and he is thinking independent. Independent means servant of the senses. This is it. So you have to understand the real position of the world, and if you want to preach, then you have to humbler than the tree, humbler than the grass, taller than the tree. And we know everyone is rascal, still you have to give him honor. Then it will be possible to say something. Otherwise, it is very difficult. We have to deal with all rascals, fools, rogues, ruffians, all good quality men. This is He must know this. They're dealing with all rascals. So if he calls them directly rascal, they'll be angry. Your preaching will not be successful. So follow the principle enunciated by Prabhupada and Chaitanya.
When they ask us about Lord Chaitanya, who is this Lord Chaitanya? What may we tell them?
Yes, you will understand. Please kindly chant Hare Krishna now. You will understand. Mm. Mm. When you say follow the instruction of Chaitanya means chant Hare Krishna. What Chaitanya said? Chaitanya said, Kirtaniya Sadhar. Always chant Hare Krishna. So you'll know Chaitanya what he is later on. For the time being, Chaitanya says that you chant Hare Krishna, you do it, and then you'll be able very easily. At the present moment, simply, if you want to know, I explain Chaitanya, it will be not possible for you. Better chant, take his instruction. Where they are going to work? What is the time for their joining?
6:30, between 6:30 and 7:00.
And how long they will work?
They will work up to 12, 1 o'clock, then they go home, then they come back again at 4 o'clock, then
that is Indian, in India also the servant like that. Then remains up to 9 o'clock.
But those who are far away, they go at 6 o'clock.
But if the devotees, they go in small groups and live amongst the people, for example, the devotees, if they go and live in small groups amongst the people, for example, in the country, instead of just in big city temples, then we can influence more people and get more people chanting.
Yeah, good idea. But whether you will be able to leave. Better go from the city to the interior, come back.
To remain there for long is difficult,
isn't it? It's difficult.
Yes, we've had experience.
Go, just in Europe, America, they are going in buses, in the interior, and they are preaching, they are coming.
So this should be our program.
Gathering there. When the ladies are gathering their own function, just like
what function?
On Mangalwar, they here usually they do like that.
So let them come.
Let them come to our function rather than going to their function.
Their function means recreation. That is not function. By that function, but it is something is better than nothing. That is another. artha arthati jigyasu jnani. All kinds of men, they take to Krishna consciousness movement. The artha arthati. Artha means distressed, and arthati means those who are in need of money. So they are artha arthati. And better than the rogues and ruffians, but their Krishna consciousness, chanting Krishna, means they want to get some money and to get out of some distress. That is 99% people. And some of them are jnani. They want to learn about Krishna very seriously, not to fulfill their material desires. They are called jnani. Jnani and jigyasu, inquisitive. So in jnani, those who are after knowledge and inquisitive, they are better than this artha and artha. But devotee is transcendental to all of them. They are neither artha, nor distress, nor in need of money. They do not want to speculate for knowledge. They know Krishna is the Supreme, and I am part and parcel of the Supreme. It is my duty to serve Him to my best capacity. That is real bhakti. And those who are trying to exploit Krishna for their some material fulfillment of desire, they are not on the platform of bhakti. They are pious, not bhakti. A bhakti is above piety. Bhakta's position is sarvabhadi nirmuktam tat paratena nirmuktam. He is 100% pure, without any... These are all material things. But beginning is all right. If you go to the fire, somewhere or other you will get the heat. That is, so either be artha, arthati, jnani, jigyasu, if you somehow or other you have come to Krishna, it is good for you. There are many private functions like that, you said?
Yes, we are always twice in a week.
Which are the days?
Usually they keep on Tuesday and Friday.
There are many the ladies satsang mandals and...
Ladies, not lords.
No. Yes. Only ladies.
That better. It doesn't matter, ladies or lord. Anyone who is Krishna concert is good. Siya Sudra Tatha Vishya, Sipijanti Pam. Doesn't matter whether woman, Sudra or Vishya, if he is Krishna conscious, he can go back to home. Krishna is open to everyone.
We were thinking that unless the African people can see an example of a devotee, they won't continuously chant. They will chant while they are there and then they will forget.
Why don't you become an example yourself?
Yeah. So to live amongst them, is very important.
You become an example by your behavior. Example is better than precept.
to obtain the necessary finances to support the programs here.
Beg, sell book, that's all. Otherwise, how we get finance?
One idea is to have a farm that we sell fruit or vegetables like that.
If you open farm for financial help, then it will not be successful. You should take to farming for supporting yourself, that's all. Grow your own food, grow your own cloth. There is no need of financial help from outside. You get your food grains sufficiently, rice, dal, wheat, vegetables, milk, sugar, mush, you get everything. From these 5-6 items, you will be economically free. That you have to do. Not for trade to get money. Then it will fail you.
Can we purchase the house for our own staying?
Yes. Because this is necessary, you must have some shelter, you must eat, you must cover. That is necessary. So you do it. Grow food, first of all, to feed yourself sumptuously. You must get strength. And that is needed, but not for trade. The policy should be that you should be self-sufficient and save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is wanted. Javadattha prayajanam. Yuktahara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhi. You shall eat whatever you require for proper upkeep of the body. Not eating too much and sleeping whole day. Don't do that. Eat only what is absolutely necessary. But then you will never be in want. People are engaged in material civilization means they're increasing the bodily demands. Unnecessary. Just like this park. Why we have come to this park? We like this atmosphere. Similarly, in villages, everyone, if he has got some land, he can live simply without any gorgeous building. What is the use? Just have a cottage and a garden. He will live very peacefully. But there, constructing big skyscraper building in the downtown, and they will have to come here by car for some peace of mind. And in the meantime, accident leaves. This is the civilization, nonsense civilization. At weekend, they will go to the village, country, and during the week time, they will work hard. This is the issue. With the risk of life, running motor car at 2 miles speed. Every moment there is risk. What is this civilization? Must ludicrous civilization. So farming means if you live in a farm, just like in New Vrindavan, they are doing. Produce your own food, live peacefully, fresh vegetables, fresh grains, fresh milk, and prepare so many nice milk preparation, kachori, halwa, ghee, offer to the deity, eat sufficiently. What is the use of going outside? Simple life and chant Hare Krishna. If you can organize that, that will be very nice.
A nice program here?
Yes. What is this rascal civilization? Whole day, hurry money, hurry money, hurry money, hurry money, hurry money. Everyone, busy means hurry money, hurry. Just like the hawk, he's busy, what time? Where is true, where is true, where is true, where is true, where is true. That is not civilization. If you remain always busy, where is true, like the hawk, then what is your civilization? Whole day working, night, night shift, day shift, whole day, the same like hog.
They hold more than one job, they have two jobs.
Yes, get money and then drink wine and eat meat and do all nonsense things. This is their secret.
Farm means also we may engage the people because they're not so...
First of all, be engaged yourself. Then they'll see the example and they'll join. Just like in our New Vrindavan, other men from other parts are coming and they're offered this milk preparation, barfi, sandesh, rasgulla, rabri, so many halwa, so many nice things can be prepared from milk. They do not uncivilize. Cut the animal and eat. The most crude civilization, when people are not civilized, they used to do that. Civilization, man say, no, you must know how to live very nicely. That is civilization. They do not know even that. Simply eating meat and wine, that's it. And this is going on in civilization. They do not know what is the meaning of civilization. Nati vidu sarthakatin hi Vishnu. Real civilization means to understand God. There is God. Accept. Either you say God or nature, that you are under control. You are not free. That is the dog obstinacy they will not take. Like a dog. What is the meaning of dog obstinacy? You will go on disturbing. Go, 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 go. This is dog. How they can refuse that there is no authority? There is no, we don't care for authority, don't. And you are being kicked every moment, still there is no authority. Just see obstacles. We are becoming old. Every moment you are being kicked. You cannot remain young. You are trying to remain young with pomade, with some collar, with some this. Weak, but you cannot. Rascal, you cannot. You must become old. And he still be thinking that he'll be able to remain young. This is called dog obstinacy. He has got experience that nobody can remain young. I'll also not remain young. I also, although I want it, yes. If I can remain young, it is a good facility.
Everyone
that
wants
he knows.
That.
But he won't find the way how he can remain. Nitya sasatayang nahannati annamani sarire. Nitya. That path he will not take. Krishna says, here is the way. Nitya sasatayang nahannati annamani. Adyaita yachyati anadi anantarupam adyam purana purusam navajavanam. Krishna, the oldest man, oldest living being, but Navaju, all his friends, young. You can get that position. You can play also Krishna at that part. Krishna, ever existingly young man, he is displaying in Vrindavan and inviting. You can also come and join and live like this. No. That's all. It is all fictitious. There is no Krishna, there is no such thing. Immediately dismiss judgment. And by pomade, by injection, by what is called? Hormone?
Yes.
All these rascals, they're trying to be young. You see. You are a doctor. Can you make a young man with this?
Temporary they give.
What is this temporary?
Hormone,
temporary
they
means.
Get bigger.
One Marwari man, very rich man, he 80 years old. He wanted to change the hormones
to
the
man. That was in Indore.
Indore, yes.
Yes. Hukumchand.
Hukumchand, yes, you know.
He got the glands from the monkey.
You see. But where is now Hukumchand?
Now he is no more.
Hukum finished. Hukum means order. Hukum. So he thought. Hukum means order.
He was very rich. He used to
let him. I know that. In Calcutta, Hukumchand, his farm was very big. One of the richest Marwari. So 80 years old, he wanted to change the hormone to become young. Not only, there are many Marwaris. You know this Dalmia? Jaidar?
Yes.
His elder brother, Ramakrishna Dalmia. His only business is to keep one wife and have a big establishment. He has got 4-5 wives. One Bengali, one UP, one Marwari, one this. And each wife's establishment not less than 10,000 per month. And his business is morning to this wife and evening to this wife and noon to this wife. His wife. And he's an old man, the wives do not care for him. She is doing everything with the secretary. That's all. I have seen, I was guest in his home. And this rascal is doing this. He's earning money, black market, white market, this one, at any cost, and spending like this. There are many persons. Well, in Europe also the same. In Paris, very, very old man, 75 years old, 80 years old, they go to the nightclub. Entrance fee, $50. Then pay for the woman wine, eating. Spend few hours and spend $200, $300, $500, go. Then tranquilizer pill. And see. That one, Mura.
They found with this monkey gland operation also that you become like a monkey after a while.
Sure.
That you develop lots of hair and the jaw becomes prominent.
What's
that? Yeah, they found that.
Why didn't you try, buddy? You are a supporter of Darwin's theory.
They may find them swinging through the trees.
Jump over from tree to tree. I've seen here. Yeah.
Yes, and there's
a monkey
in this area. There.
And they are also chased by another bird, monkey-eating bird. They go and capture and take him, throw him in the ground. He falls down and dies. then the bird eats. You know, the monkey eating birds. I've seen in Los Angeles, zoo. Not very big, but they want to eat monkeys.
Oh, right? The monkey eating birds in Los Angeles.
So for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, everyone has got full intelligence. This monkey-eating bird also knows how to do his job. So that is not intelligence. Even this lowest class bird, even the small flies, they also, all tricks, how to exist, struggle for it.
Once in Vrindavan, you were sitting in your room and had some bananas on the right-hand side. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
The monkey opened the door while we were all sitting there, stole the bananas,
yes,
and raced out again.
Many times, many times. When I was in Radha-Dhamma temple, I was eating, and they opened the door and take my food. I was going to struggle with them. Whole bunch of chapatis. Even a raw dough.
We were once walking in the road right in front of Radha Damodar temple holding some prasadam, and a monkey came from a tree and knocked down the devotee and stole the prasadam and ran away.
Yeah.
I heard they take the devotees' tape recorders and trade them for bananas in the market. I heard.
They're intelligent.
They want to get purified. By getting
a
prasadam.
No, that's some devotees come here to become purified. No. Where is tape recorder? Where is camera? They find out and take it out. We have got experience. What is this bird?
There are many varieties, sir.
In Bengal, there is bird. Bengal is also, every village is garden like this. And these birds live in such nice garden. In Bengal, it is now deserted, otherwise, wherever you go, it is garden. You have seen Prasad.
Oh, yes.
While we go from Calcutta to
Mayapur,
simply garden.
Beautiful.
All banana trees, all coconut trees, mango trees, nice green field. But they cannot maintain. Formerly they are maintaining. All gentlemen used to live within the village. They used to take care. Now all gentlemen, they have left. They have gone to the city. Only poor men are there, they cannot meet.
We stopped one time at the home of that minister. He had his home on that road.
Oh, yes.
Big gardens.
Tarun
Kanti Ghosh. Lush gardens, big lake.
That was the Bengal system. Big, big lakes, garden. Unless respectable rich man live in the village, it's like this. This is a nice garden because government is maintained. So, unless there is a rich man, who will maintain? Poor man cannot maintain. It is cloudy today, but the climate is nice, very pleasant.
From day to day it is changing.
Huh?
From day to day it is changing. Even this afternoon it may be very hot. clear noise.
This city park is very big. What he questions, you did not hear?
Are there many living entities within the body?
Yes. You do not know that?
Yes, there are other living entities.
Well, you
like
do not
in
know
the
that.
Stomach.
I understood that that was
that's
so.
Why you are asking. There's so many worms in your intestine.
Yeah, those are,
for example, the cells in the body, are they also?
Whatever you say, there are many. Cells are not living.
That's the beginning.
Come, get in this. But this particular body belongs to a particular body.
Actually, my doubt was about the cells, whether they were living entities.
Quits this body, no other living entity will be able to help him. It belongs to the particular. That is the rascal philosophy of these rascal scientists. They say some chemical is missing. Why chemical missing? There are so many other living entities. How they are living? If the chemical is missing, how they are living? This is Askel now. If you say when the body is dead, the chemical is missing, then why so many hundreds and thousands of microbes are coming? After doctor, I believe. এই রাজকাল ডান চল দেখ রাজকাল